opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, 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 everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 6. And I just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show today. So excited to be back on air with you all. And before we get started, I just want to sincerely thank Brother Brad, killer show. Brother Davis, killer show. Scotty, thank you so much for holding it down while I was away taking care of some business so that we will have a great conference starting March the 25th here in Dallas, Texas. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to seeing you all. There were some changes that I needed that needed to be made, and we made them. And because of that, we just had to alter a couple of things, and they became, you know, last minute. They become nearly darn near crisis situation, but we got it taken care of, and we're going to continue to do what you all are coming to Dallas for. The show must go on, and I truly understand what that really means. So just want to thank Scotty, thank Brother Bragg, thank Brother Davis for holding it down, and you all for being a part of Tando Radio Show and just continuing what it is that we are building. It's not just me. It's not just Scotty. It's not just the regular callers, Brother Bragg, Brother Davis, who actually hosts a show on Wednesday. It's not just Sister Davis. It's not Roz. It's not just Mel. It's not just, everyone else that calls Jerry. It's not just Deborah. It's everyone, and I sincerely, it's not the VP, it's not just everyone that calls in. It's all of us combined that has made Tando Radio Show, in my opinion, very, very critical and very, very important. I know it is in my life. Because of all of you, I sincerely thank you for your energy and your respect and your love and your devotion to a greater cause than ourselves. So with that being said, I once again thank you all for holding down the fort and continuing the direction. And I think that's why it's so important for us to have a leaderless movement. It's not about any individual. It's about the overall collective abilities, the collective inalienable abilities that the great creator has given to us to not only sustain our own lives, but to be so powerful that we sustain all life forms around us. So sincerely, thank you all. So with that being said, everyone, the reason why this can happen, reason why Tando Radio Show can actually be a part of your life and is a part of my life is because of Black Talk Radio Network. Without Black Talk Radio Network, Tando Radio Show would not be here. We may have not had the opportunity to have engagement on Saturday, March the 25th, here in Dallas. or just in general. Because of Black Talk Radio Network, that platform and that relationship has been forged, and that is only going to continue to grow. So if you would, everyone, would you please give some of your financial energy to the network? Give donations, and you can easily do that by going to the website for this network, or the homepage, or the home website for this network, and that is www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And once you go there, once you go to the website, on the far right-hand side, you'll see it. You'll see the donation prompt that's there in green and white, and you can see the holding hands that are there. Just put your cursor on there, click it, and follow the directions, and give some of your financial energy, because it's your financial energy that maintains the overall living capabilities of this show and the network itself. So continue to support. We greatly, greatly do appreciate, and we're going to continue to reach those that we have yet not named and be a part of it. You can give some of your financial energy. That's the most effective way, and that is the thing that helps the most to maintain the overall direction, the upward bound direction of this network. So also, Black Talk Radio Network, in thinking about you and bringing more products and bringing a better network and a overall better service to you all, Black Talk Radio Network has established a social media network just as well, and it's known as BTR Community. And you can find that there on the website, or you can go to its own web address, and that is www.btrcommunity.com. And that is a social media outlet, social media network and outlet that Black Talk Radio Network has put together for you to engage in all of your social media activities. You might as well do it with us, because at Black Talk Radio Network, or with BTR Community, might as well do it with Black Talk, with BTR Community, because BTR Community and Black Talk Radio Network will never sell your identity or your information to any donor. So that's very crucial. And also, a lot of people think that FedBook, Facebook,
Dave,
is free. And
Dave,
I want to say this,
Dave,
stuff.
I have to break in, man, for some breaking news on that point.
Yes, sir.
As I've been telling people, the new FCC chairman and the rules and the changes that was going to happen, and the Senate voted last night that these websites and platforms can share your information, meaning sell it to advertisers or make any kind of money they can off of your personal information. So that is ties in directly to what you're saying. And I just want to look it up. It's in the news of the day, for those that keep up with that type of happenings.
Man, it's so important. Thank you, Scotty. And, what I love about Black Talk Radio Network, what I love about Tando, what I like about all of the networks here on, all of the programs here on this network, is that the individuals in the shows themselves are really investing into you. What do I mean by that? An investment is something that you give energy to, you give something of value now for a greater return in the future. Black Talk Radio Network, Tando Radio Show, and all the programs that are here are investing forward. And a lot of times we'll tell you things way before they happen. We'll tell it before it becomes mainstream, before it's admitted, way before. Why? It's because our ancestral ties, not saying that we're always right, that's really not the case, but we may not be mathematically correct, but we are never, and I won't say never, but our overall direction is always, our azimuth towards correctness is always going in the right direction, because we're sincere. And I really do appreciate, and I'm glad that we have this form so that we can tell you things about what's going on way before they happen. And everyone that's here is clairvoyant, and you can pick up on it, because when you look and talk about our ancestors, you're really talking about your energy from the past speaking to you and helping you coordinate things now. It's an investment from the past that's moving forward, and I don't think that we should ever walk away from that. And that's why we're able to talk about certain things that are way before the mainstream or just the regular general population is talking about, because we are tapping into our ancestral truths and making them our present-day reality and our future reality. So as Scotty said, that yes, exactly what they're going to be doing. And they've been doing that for a while, but they need to admit it, ladies and gentlemen, because once they admit these type of things, that means that they have other things that they're not admitting to that they're doing far worse with. Let me just say something about one of the mainstream social media outlets. It's all a part of, in my opinion, well, I'm going to get into everything, and then I'm going to go back to that. So I don't want to take up too much time. So everyone, go to BTR Community. It's only $24 a year. You can post things that you are interested in. You can promote yourself, your business, an event that's happening, an organization that you think is relevant and sincere. Make sure you are posting things, in my opinion, that are reasonable and prudent. This isn't, you know, something that we should be doing crazy things with. Let's maintain our overall sanity, even though the world has been bombarding us with crazy ideas, crazy practices, crazy policies and procedures. That doesn't mean that we need to give in to that and become that. Just because you endure something doesn't mean that you have to become what you've endured. So go to BTR Community, $24 a year. And you can post things about yourself, engage in your overall social media activities, and you don't have to worry about someone selling your overall identity, because that is not being done at BTR Community. So I'm there. It's the only place that I post. Would love to see you there. So I'm going to talk about what I was going to say once we get into today's show. Man, really did miss you guys. And I thank you all sincerely once again for you being who you are. That's with everyone, and I can't wait to actually physically meet and see some of you, even though I've never not known you, even though we may have not have physically met, but our energies have never not known each other. So let's jump into what's in the news. And the first story that we have from before I jump into what's in the news, I forgot. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, please go to Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint.com, Prosperity Mint. That is the platform that we're selling silver and gold, real money. The wage of a king is gold. The wage of a lady and a gentleman, a wage of a king and a queen is gold. The wage of a lady and a gentleman is silver, and the wage of a slave is debt, paper, notes. Debt obligations. So you can go to Prosperity Mint, check out what we have there, and you can order there, but make sure you reach out to me. And please, if you're going to reach out to me, make sure that you leave a telephone number for me to call you back so that I can definitely, very, very important, we're going to talk about some of the importance of you having, instead of having notes, you having assets. Very, very important. So we're going to talk about some of that today. So Prosperity Mint is a place that you can go and know that someone is there on the other side that is taking care of you. Very, very important. So Prosperity Mint, and if you've never purchased the metals before, make sure you email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Leave a number, and I will call you back, or someone from Prosperity Mint will call you back as soon as we possibly can. Very busy, but still don't do that. We will not leave any way of getting back other than just your email, because sometimes we get busy with life and we don't always follow up on our email. So leave a number and we will give you a call back. So just wanted to say that Prosperity Mint is where you should be acquiring real money. And I also like to say the great creator's money, the great creator's sustainability. So that being said, let's jump into what's in the news. What's in the news? First article from the first article that we have is from Business Insider, and it says U.S. officials warn that North Korea will test another missile soon. North Korea has made preparations for yet another missile test within the coming days, U.S. officials have told Fox News. This test could come as early as the end of the month, says an unnamed source. So this whole thing with North Korea is the actual one of the leverages into war. I would say that Turkey and I can't remember the other country right now. There are so many different ways into the war. It's definitely going to happen, and we're going to take a look at some of those things. So check out that article. It's right there. Next article, also from my man Scotty, posted today's show for Tando Radio Show. It says, today's show is going to be March the 23rd, 2017. And today's show's topic is going to be, let's take a peek into the future. I'm going to take a look at some things, and I would like to do that with you all. If there's some things that you could see happening in the future, don't hesitate. Give us a call at the appropriate time today, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit **. We'll see you in queue, and definitely we'll bring you up. So what is it that you're seeing in the future, and some of the things we're going to talk about that today, and we're going to look at some articles to help us in that, in from a prepper's point of view. So definitely going to do that and check that out. Next, we have something else I wanted to tie to that. Let me see. No, that was it. Okay, so we're going to do that. Next article we have, my man Rise posted this. This came from NPR.org. And a major blow to celebrity figurehead Trump, GOP healthcare bill vote delayed. Check out that article. Next one from Rise again, WikiLeaks. CIA has all sorts of tools for hacking your Mac. And I'm glad Rise posted that. It's pretty much for everything. So check out that. Next article, Rise said, from the top to the bottom, the system and its operations are the arc of criminals. Very, very true. And says this from The Verge, U.S. Senate's votes to let internet providers share your web browsing history without permission. That's what we were talking about, what Scotty was talking about, and very, very relative. And this is why we said try to do what is necessary in protecting yourself as much as you can. Next article comes arrives from AP. In oil-rich Venezuela, long lines for gas in capital city. So check out that article as well, which is going to be coming here. Next article, this one, Rise posted this one from NBC News. Nothing but conspiracies. That's what I'm going to call them, nothing but conspiracy. And this one is Ukrainian president calls the killing of ex-Russian lawmaker terrorism. You know, there's a lot of this that's happening. The assassination phase has already built up for the season that we're in, and there was a one of our clients and friend of mine, I was telling him and his brother a while back, I said, gentlemen, we are now entering the overall assassination phase before any bodies were actually manifested, and here we are, is growing. This is like the 9th or the 10th Russian official that has been recently assassinated, and is only going to continue, and it's for a reason. And we've been giving you some of the reasons. So check that out. Next one, Rise posted this one from Quantum Magazine. New blast may have for gold, cosmic gold. So check out that article. Next one from Rise said, this is one is from NBC News as well. Wells Fargo introduced cardless ATMs across the U.S. in digital push. And this is what I was talking about. This is the move towards a cashless society. And this is the system setting everything else. And this is my man Rod said, this is how they steal the people, to set the people up to be robbed at the bank. This is how, yes, this is how they're going to steal your overall notes, your debt. Check that out. Very well. Thanks for that article, Rod. Next article, this one comes from South China Morning Post. The dark side to Trump and Jinping's summit in sunny Florida. North Korea, Taiwan, the South China Sea, and economic struggles are likely to dominate a looming summit between the President of the United States and China. So check out that article. Very, very telling. And we're going to touch on some of that today as well. Next article. Hong Kong approved as member of AIIB. This comes from the South China Morning Post as well. Hong Kong has been approved as a member of the Asian Infrastructure and Investment Bank. This what came out today. Very, very important. Very, very telling. The Asian, think about what's being said here. The Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank. They plan on much infrastructure having to be replaced in the world. And Asia is going to lead that market. After the currency war and after the physical war, they will set the overall economic direction for the rebuilding in post-World War III and post-Global Nuclear War I, in my opinion. So check that out. You lay the foundation of that now. Japan will join, as many others. So check out that article. Let me pull up some more articles here. Make sure I got them all. 1 second. Sorry about that, everyone. Almost got them all. There. Okay, next article. Let it populate, please. Next article comes from Next article comes from Sputnik News. Enemies again. China no go on Thad makes South Korea see red. So check out that article. This whole thing in the Korean Peninsula is going to be an extension of the overall war, and we're going to take a look at some things as to going with that. Next article. Why is Israel deeply interested in continuance of the Syrian war? This is definitely an article we're going to pick up and start with. Israel is likely to try to retain the existing status quo in Syria since it has benefited from the ongoing conflict. We're going to take a look at that definitely today. Next article from Business Insider. U.S. Navy. This is what the new U.S. Navy is saying. Iran is jeopardizing international navigation, harassing ships with their navy. And that is in the Strait of Hormuz, very, very critical waterway and tradeway for the world. This is where all of a sudden your overall quality of life can change at a moment's notice by what's going on in these narrow waterways in the Strait of Hormuz, which is controlled, much of it is controlled by Iran. So check that out. Article tells everything. Next article, and this one is on, oneiraqnews.com. And you got to right-click this to English. And the U.S. is trying to make deals with Iraq if they will walk away from Iran. This has everything to do about Iran. And we're going to talk about this because there's a lot that happened this week that I was not able to talk to you about and see how this is going to play out. So check that out. Next article from the Washington Post. Tillerson calls for allies to help stabilize Iraq and Syria after ISIS is expelled. Why are they doing that? They're trying to get them. That's double talk out the side of your neck. That's how turkeys gobble. They're talking out the side of their neck, talking about what they're trying to do is they're trying to get the rest of the infrastructure and the overall means and support for the war to jump off. And that has already happened, ladies and gentlemen. It's only going to continue to expand in by way of depth and gravity. Next article from Reuters. Amidst deepening ties, China troop joins Pakistan Day Parade. This is a huge side story to this because Pakistan's arch's enemy? It is India, as well as China, even though they're in India is a part of the BRIC nations. Very, very, very important article. So check out that one as well, and so that you can see and get a feel for what's going on. Next article from Reuters. China says U.S. should respect China's air defense zone, known as the ADIZ. And that ADIZ is the Air Defense Identification Zone. China has that along its 9-dash line. In the South Sea of China, and they don't want ships nor planes flying in that area without permission. It basically is what China is going to establish as a no-fly zone, but it's known as an ADIZ, Air Defense Identification Zone. And this is going to definitely go into a combative role. Next article from Reuters. Mexico warns firms not in their interest to build border wall. So check out that one. The Mexican government on Tuesday warned Mexican companies that it would not be in their best interest to participate in the construction of celebrity figurehead Donald Trump's border wall. This, ladies and gentlemen, is how you get into war. And we're going to talk about that as well. Next article from Bloomberg. China's shadow banking hit by record premiums for 1 week's cash. China's banking shadow banking system has always been a major, major problem. I talked about that going way back to 4 years ago, 3 years ago. Now it's really starting to make its way to being much more prevalent. And this is how, in my play, this is an asymmetrical play by China to defund the United States. So check out that. Next article from Sovereign Man. 9 years later, Greece is still in a debt crisis. Next article from Reuters. RT International. Very, very important one. Netanyahu to Putin. Israeli airstrikes in Syria will continue. We're going to definitely take a look at this so that you will know and be properly prepared. Next article from Wall Street Journal. U.S. preparing cases linking North Korea to theft at New York Fed. So check out that article. And the last article for the day is that from Reuters, exclusive, lead poisoning affecting neighborhoods across California. And they say that there is worse than the Flint, Michigan lead poisoning. And as Dr. Hawkins had said, the whole country's water supply has been compromised. Water, water, water is the most important thing. And yesterday was World Water Day. So very, very important. So that's what's in the news. And if you would like to jump in on the conversation at any time today, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025, then hit **. We will see you in queue and we'll definitely bring you up. Looking forward to it. And once again, I want to sincerely thank my man, Brother Bragg. Hey, Strategic Melanin, what's going on, sister? Let me read. What's it? Yeah, very true. So much love, much respect. I just want to once again sincerely thank Brother Bragg for a great, great show. Brother Davis for a great, great show. And you all for engaging in that. And I wasn't able to listen to everything because I was so busy. But I was able to read some of the comments. My man Roz, thanks, Roz, for keeping me up on what's going on. And Mel, thanks for letting me know what was going on. And Strategic Melanin said it was an awesome show. So, yes. Very, very important. You know, Scotty and I were talking just before we started everything, and I wanted to say this, and that was actually a show I would have loved to have been there on. Let me just say this about the Constitution, which a lot of people don't know, is that the Constitution was not written for any citizen in the United States. And if you know contracts, and if you know how deals are structured, they make sure that deals are structured and contracts are structured so that the true interest of the contract is for those that are writing it. And the people that never did write the so-called Constitution or the Bill of Rights. All of that is there as a facade to make you think that you're included in everything. The actual Constitution is upholding the overall those that maintain the economic control of the corporation known as the United States. It wasn't written for you at all. It gives you rights. It gives you ownership that can be taken away. The ownership can be, your ownership of things can be repossessed. Your rights of things can be repossessed. But what it did do is it gave the system and the corporations control, which is far more powerful than ownership. And that's one of the things that we're going to really emphasize this weekend here in Dallas and give you examples of why that's so important and how to do it. So if you know much about the Constitution and people that, that engage in it. The Constitution was never written for you as a citizen. And you would think that it was. But no, just because mainstream says it and quotes it, they quote it from the standpoint to deceive you. The key to magic is not to trick you, but to make you believe. The actual Constitution was written for those that put it into place for control of the citizen. And that's exactly what it does. So very, very important. We're going to come back because I'm going to have to be selfish here and bring everyone back for that show again, because there's some things that are very, very important. And we're going to start our precious metals class again in our preparedness classes. And we cover that extensively in our precious metals class, because we go over the Constitution and why it wasn't something that was written for you. And it's something that you can see for yourself. Am I still there? Okay, yeah, I'm still there. Okay, great. So at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. So let's jump into today's show. But before we do that, I was talking about a mainstream media outlet, and I want you to just kind of go with me here. And I was speaking to someone that's very close, and I was saying to them, and I'm going to tell you, energy comes to me in all different forms. Don't laugh at me. Don't, like, a leaf can talk to me. A tree can talk to me. Not talk to me audibly, but by way of energy. An inanimate object can reflect the energy from a living something, living of the past, for a message for me. This is just how I'm just speaking about me, how I resonate, just letting you know. So many things, I pick up energy from many things, and sometimes in just speech, I will hear something totally different and not hear it audibly, but hear the energy of it totally different than what the conversation itself is about. And I think that we are all that way. We are all capable of doing it. This is why you feel certain things, and this is why it's so important for us not to walk away from our talents, but to develop and share our talents. So I just want to make a correlation, and please don't get mad at me. Just ask a question, because questions are important. Now, they say, oh, boy, I'm going to get in trouble for this one, but it's all right. They say that there's no such thing as a stupid question. I would say, yes, there's no such thing as a stupid question, but dumb people do talk. And what I mean by dumb, I mean people that don't see, people that don't hear, not physically, because everything that we've been taught is that you live by your physical nature. Why? Because that's what you think you own, and you don't control your true capabilities of your senses. We've weakened ourselves. We paralyzed ourselves to just the five senses instead of having those five senses as what they should be, the weakest form of some of the deciphering nature of our everyday lives. But we use them exclusively. Why they have saying, seeing is believing. That's why they have the show me state. So that you will always be surrendering your true capabilities and power. So with that, here's the point I wanted to share with you all. There's a social media outlet. I want you to think about it. And it's one that starts with an F and it has a B in it. Okay, so you got pretty much what it could be. Okay? So at this social media outlet, it came across and it became popular. Well, thank you so much, Strategic Melanin. I feel you. Yes, we're not alone on this. Thank you. So when it comes to social media, the mainstream one, there was an outlet that came on and it came off like gangbusters. And a lot of people, everybody was behind it. And I always do this. One of the things that I always want to do is I want to know Well, everyone is running to so I can walk away. I always want to know where everyone is running to so I can walk away. And everyone was running to this social media outlet for all this. Oh, it's great. It's free. It's this, is that, 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 that. And it's not even realized that it was a part of, in my opinion, a part of a clandestine operation to maintain overall control over everyone, to give them ownership of what they think that they have. And let me show you how subliminal it really was. And it resonated with so many people that they ran to it for one reason. Think about it. Think about the name of that outlet. Facebook. Let's say it. Facebook. Facebook. Your face in a book became the book of life. The book of life that was created by those that want to be your God. Facebook. Are you on Facebook? Is your face in the book? And it resonated with me to where I realized, in my opinion, where that came from, because that was a subliminal message from the hypnotized state that they continue to put us in because we've walked away from our clairvoyant abilities of the past and of the present and of the future. And this is why it became so popular. This is why it's been so relevant. I, too, engaged in it for a reason. And I was never on it until actually I was asked by people in RDP to get on it because it'd be easier to transmit information to people. And one thing I was hesitant on doing it, but I had decided to do it, knowing I never wanted to be involved in that, but I'm not afraid of the overall involvement because our intentions is far greater than what is here. Facebook. Remember the book of life where you better hope your name is written down in it so that you can get to heaven? This is a subliminal coaching and tying and pushing you into a direction to maintain the overall control of you surrendering your free will. Dave, and I'm not saying for those of you that you should believe or walk away from things that are important to you. No, what I'm just saying is that if you don't think that this society and this energy and this paradigm is evil enough to lie to you on the basis of all forms of things, schooling, institutions, religion, economically, you are in denial,
Dave,
because of fear.
May I chime
yes,
in?
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, Facebook started off innocently. It was actually stolen property. And that's proof in that by Zuckerberg selling in that lawsuit with his two college roommates who originally came up with the idea, as this was just made for something for college students to communicate and do, you know, everything that you're doing with it now. He stole that from them. Once he stole that idea from them, he created something from a malevolent spirit, as you call it, you know. But the original idea was good. Now, the reason that I gravitated towards it is the same reason I gravitated towards Blog Talk Radio and why I decided to learn how to make this technology myself or harness the technology myself by building our own platforms, especially when we're talking about people who look like us, people under this system classified as black and non-white, is that these are means of communications. And you can't have a nation without national communications and being able to communicate to groups so that we can all be on the same page and same wavelength. You know, I can't stress the importance of being able to communicate to the masses. all right, and having your own, you know. But then because of legislative moves and laws that were passed, they killed off black radio. You know, whereas before Malcolm X or Martin Luther King Jr., a local community organizer, whoever, had a message for the wider community so that they could organize to do whatever it is they wanted to do, they had that central, localized means of communication. Well, the enemy saw how it was being used to organize and bring about collective prudence, to borrow some of your words. And so they passed legislation to where they let these big corporations buy up the radio stations or set up radio stations and flood the market, and then shut those people out because of the nature of capitalism. If you can't get advertisers, then guess what? You have no revenue. That's what that whole model is, you know. But the reason we incorporated as a nonprofit is because I was looking at it in terms of military, because that's what I did in the military, strategic communications. Mm-hmm. We need this. We need to learn it. So that's why people got excited about it and started using it. It's a modern tool. But then, like I mentioned, with the history of the company you talking about, was stolen from two people who set it up, perhaps with innocent. It blew up, you know, and so it is what it is. And then it started requiring you to post your picture and requiring you to use your real name. That's a problem then, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so then, you know, it becomes this what it is now, a tool for them to track you and all that. Now, some of us who are put ourselves out there publicly, you know, because we're trying to organize or whatnot, that is just one of the risks that we accept. It is correct.
It goes with the territory.
Right. It goes with the territory. Just like back then. I mean, they didn't have Facebook in the 60s, but they said COINTELPRO for to keep track of the what we were doing and what we were talking about and how. So it's really no hiding, period. But now, you know, again, with that law I talked about, the Senate just voted to, now these people can just, like you said, they were already, you know, pretty much capitalizing off of your personal info, but now they can straight up sell it. I mean, that's your address, that's your phone numbers, that's your name, you know what I'm saying? And so you don't think Facebook would be for something like that? I'm just keep it real. Because they got how many? Mm-hmm. Over a billion users? Man, they instantly cashed in. So that's all I wanted to chime in and add that perspective.
Yes, so true. And, you know, there's a couple of things, and Scotty is absolutely right. And I want to just, and if you would like to jump in on a conversation, we'd love to hear from you, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Now, I just want to just say a couple of things and to reiterate what Scotty was saying. You know, one of the worst things that ever happened to us is that we became decentralized from our cultural, traditional, prosperous ways. We decentralized ourselves from that. Then we decentralized ourselves by doing that decentralized us from the great creator. Then we decentralized ourselves from one another. Now we've decentralized ourselves from our own identity. Many of us, in so many ways, because we've been taught this, have alter egos in multiple personalities. And they teach us to have those things in all of the arts and all of the different things, and they say that that's progression. But what they're really doing, that's the seed of deception for you to be filled with different spirits and calling on different spirits. So we decentralized ourselves into characters. There are so many of us, and we don't even know that we engage in these things, that we become different characters. And in having those different characters, we're not even able to maintain a rooted connection to ourselves. So that was also what Scotty was talking about, that decentralized us in so many ways. And one of the things that the system did is that, just like everything that great creator has created, they tried to imitate it but they try to imitate it for their agenda, and they steal it. Everything that was here freely and given is become stolen, not by its physical possession of it stolen, but its energy is altered into a different way that steals it from its true nature. And that's what Scotty is saying, because propaganda and information is so important. It's so important for us to actually confer together on what is in the best interest of the people, and for the people to decide the direction in which how to go about facilitating in that. It's very important for us to have an objective and have many different multiple methods to get to that objective. So that way it won't be compromised. And this is something that happens all the time. The system will take something that has a benevolent spirit, and they will actually compromise that and get it to sell out by way of theft, by way of force, by way of fear, by way of the wine of splendor, for that to change its direction. And that's really what happens here. And a lot of people got into it because of what it was able to do. And one of the things that the system always do, and I want to say to you, the adverse energy of the universe in the world will always give you something that appears to give you comfort, appears to give you prosperity, appears to give you wealth, but it's all a facade. It's all a facade, because the true nature of it is just like we talked about the one movie, Get Out. Most of us talk about what was the new movie about, but we don't really discuss what was the objective of that movie. What was the objective of Facebook? What is the objective of the mainstream media? And as M Biggs, or the Z Biggs daughter on MSNBC said, it's the media's job to control what people think. It's the media's job to perpetuate lies that you believe. And you say that they are the overall measure of what is authentic and the authenticity of the truth, when that is a facade. So very, very true, Scotty. You're absolutely right. And so I firmly think, and I firmly energize that we need to use all of those mediums as well, but we need to use those mediums for our objectives, for our direction, regardless of what it is, regardless of what the adverse energy of the world uses. It doesn't have to have any meaningful effect against you. The weapons that they use can actually be rebuffed from you and go back to them with your energy in it. And so I think that's very, very important. And well said, Scotty, that's so true. It doesn't matter how they use it. It really matters how we resonate with it and how we respond with it and what is our direction. Strategic Melanin said that we need to protect those who fight for us. And I said, yes, by fighting with them. What I mean by that is that she's absolutely right. We need to protect those that fight for us by all of us engaging in developing who we truly are through our unalienable abilities. Taking those unalienable abilities that was given to you by the great creator and actually not squandering them, but actually enhancing them and developing them into full maturity. Because even as they were given to us as a seed, a very powerful seed, it's up to us to nurture it for it to take root and bear great good fruit. So, so important. And that is the collective fight that we all should be engaging. We need no leaders. The system established leadership because there's a subliminal way for you to follow demigods. There is no God that you need to trust. In God we trust. Who are they talking about? The great creator requires nothing. The great creator resonates with your love. So very, very important. Well said, Scotty. And this is, you know, the true nature of who we truly are and what we're truly capable of. We were formerly in a battle for our lives until we decided that it's okay to die in the fight for eternal spiritual life. Because in that fight, just in that resistance, as my man Scotty says, resistance is victory. Because in that resistance, prosperity will surely come. It is all ours. And I want to engage it with you. And I want to help you and methodize and so that all of our meaningful objectives, sincere, meaningful objectives, are able to be maintained and achieved, which they already have. It's just a game, and it's fun to play it. Let's do it. So very great, great point. I just wanted to make that point about that. Be careful of the subliminal attacks. They are much more powerful than what we give credence to. Because they come very small, but their overall ripple effects are great. We should be using that momentum to our individual and collective benefits. So those outlets, we should be using them, which a lot of people do. We should be using them for the proper engagement. So very, very important. We got another caller in queue. And let me just really quickly caller out of area code 704. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. What is your name? Where you're calling from? And what is your question or comment?
Brother Dave, it's Yvette. Just wanted to make a quick comment on social media. And as
wait,
we're
wait,
speaking,
on, wait, wait, hold on, wait, wait, hold, wait, wait, Sister Yvette, what's going on, Sister yes. Yvette? I'm so happy to hear from you.
Yes.
But go ahead, Sister. I just wanted to greet you properly first. Go ahead, Sister.
Thank you. In regards to how we're utilizing our energy, Adweek just reported that the average person spends or will spend 5 years of their life on social media. And the reason for that, especially in our community, is anytime anything becomes mainstream, we become immediate consumers, not understanding the effects, who's
help
behind
us,
it,
please.
And what is the
He's
underlying
not moving.
Message? And the reason why I said that is I know a great man who spends an average of 8 hours a day reading, learning, and growing. So when you look at social media, and you look at how we're supposed to be utilizing our energy, then you can clearly see what is essential and what needs to be eliminated.
Wow. And you know what, as Sister, as Strategic Melanin said, mind-blowing. Yes, because that was. Now, Yvette, would you tell them, what is AdWorks and AdWeek? Because some people may not know what that organization is and who they are and what they do, so that will actually actually add to why you're saying what you're saying.
Adweek, from my understanding, does a lot of marketing.
Yes.
As far as strategic marketing, they can decipher the utilization of TV watching or whatever the case may be. So they're one of the prominent publishers for marketing or strategic marketing.
Yes.
And their report indicated that social media now comes in right after, I guess, like a basic need of eating. So then the next one, I'm sorry, right after television watching, then you have social media. Social media is now number two. television is now is still number one, and social media is coming up to a close one. So the average person is spending, will spend an average of 5 years out of their life. That's from Facebook down to Twitter to Snapchat. And we just jump on all of these mediums just because it is mainstream. And that's how we are utilizing our energy and wasting our energy aimlessly.
Well said. You know what? And I just want to add to that. It's just so much that you said that substantiate and validates why you said what you said. And I just want to add to that. You know, social media may be number two and TV may be number one. But I'm going to tell you, you know, in my opinion, what I see and what I feel is going to be number one relatively soon is going to surpass both social media and television. It's VR, virtual reality. That is going to be the future where people will just sit in a chair and engage in. Because of that small, confined space, your brain and your mind and your feelings will be bombarded with different agendas, and that's what they're going to do. VR is what is going to replace television. And what you said is so true. And now let me say this about those organizations that do those things. They are data mining to see their overall effects of the systems, tools of enslavement and engagement, enslavement and subjugation against the people. That's how they find out what is working. And they'll come to you as a survey, but their real intention is to find out how much their overall efforts, how strong their efforts are. I always say this. Just because someone asks you a question, they do not deserve your answer. So, you know, sister, it's powerful, Yvette, what you said, and I'm used to that from you, and I truly, truly appreciate you calling in and dropping those seeds of love and wisdom to us all, because it's so true, and it gives us another opportunity to engage and to ask questions, because a question is more important than the answer. Listen, I just want to say your point has resonated with so many, because it was delivered with great love and respect, and that's what we have for you. And I just want to thank you for calling in and sharing that with us, because it was so powerful that it's something that we really do need to protect. We have to protect ourselves. Because when we understand what the sister is saying, she's really saying that we are so powerful that we have to be bombarded by different multiple attacks. It's not just one. It's an onslaught, a continuous bombardment on all fronts in order to get a queen to surrender, in order to get a king to bow. So much love, much respect. And we'll be seeing you soon. Can't wait.
Much love.
Much love. Much respect. Okay. Wow. Amazing. Man, our listeners in Tando Radio Show, this just the people that just phenomenal. And that's with every single one. And it's I truly, truly appreciate. This is why I miss you guys when I'm away, because it's an engagement and relationship that we exchange. And so, man, she really hammered it out, and that was so, so true. We got another caller in queue. Let me go to hold on, Jerry. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come out of the commercial break, I'm going to come to you right after that. So, listen, everyone, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, where the warriors live. Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
guests and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And I just want to say thank you all for listening today. Give us a call at 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. In the chat room, we have Strategic Melanin always blowing up the spot. I mean, I love it. She's there, and she's messaging. And I appreciate it. Scotty does it in there, too. So if you'd like to do that at all, just we're in Uber conference there. And I really, really, truly do appreciate you all. Thank you, Strategic Melanin. You are so, so appreciated for what you're doing. And I see you and I hear you. And man, you and I actually pick up on it right around the same. It's crazy how it works. And so we both. The last caller out of the Carolinas, she just left the place ablaze. And that's what Tando Radio Show, where the warriors live, that's what we do. So we got another warrior in queue. I want to go to this warrior as well. Welcome, warrior. Welcome, my man out of Tennessee, Jerry. Go ahead, Jerry. What's going on? Wish your question or comment, man.
How you doing tonight?
Give us that good day. Yes, sir. What's up there, brother? How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. And you also, how you doing, Scotty? What I wanted to point out is like what the sister just said, it makes so much sense because, when she said that, as soon as you started talking, that was the first thing I thought about was this virtual reality stuff. I think that's going to overtake everything also. Including social media, because I think they're going to be able to engage like I used to be engaged in Xbox and PlayStation, but you're going to be able to do it mentally, so you'll be able to reach and, you know, all the things you do with virtual reality, but you're going to have that person, kind of like they brought they did a movie about that a couple of years ago, the way it was people who, and when it was, turn into their virtual reality
character. Yeah, say that again, Jerry, because your phone had went out. I don't want anyone to, you don't want to miss what you're saying. Go ahead, say that one more time. It got a little blurry.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can you? I'm outside.
No, yeah.
Changing my arm and stuff.
Thing.
So. Mm-hmm. They done a movie about that a couple of years ago. I can't remember what it was called, but people got into virtual reality, and it was other people. Unfortunate people, poor people who signed up for it, and that's how they got paid. And what would happen is that when the affluent people came in, they would take controls of their body, and that's what they would do all day, is take control of people's bodies and work off of virtual reality. And when I was, like I said, I was thinking that same thing right when she said that what you said is virtual reality. But what I believe what's going on right now is that we're having another Tuskegee experiment. They're
well
testing
said,
different
yes.
things out on us.
Well said.
Seeing what we'll, how we'll react to certain instances before they start to plug in everything full force. Now, I have a whole lot more that I want to speak of, but I'm not going to get into that. I'm going to wait to see when you start the when you get full-blown into the show, I'll probably flip back in. But before I leave, I want to ask Scotty, what do you think about this this white supremacist, white nationalist that traveled all the way to New York just to kill some black people?
Well, he's one of those persons that allowed himself to be controlled by the program, and I don't think they're experimenting, brother.
Right.
They've been doing this since the advent of television, radio, or the printing press. I mean, it's all propaganda pushing the programming. So he fell for the programming. He got hypnotized by that programming coming out of the CEO of USA Inc.'s office and all those people surrounded by him. And he went to New York because he said he wanted to show, quote unquote, black people, you know, he meant business or whatever. And so that's why he traveled to New York, media capital of the world and what have you. And so he's just a result of that programming. You know, a lot of people, they affected by it more so than others. He was affected by it to the extreme. But that reality kicked in that said, they told him, well, you better attack an old man, because if you attack one of these young African warriors out here on the street, you ain't going to live to tell your tale. You know, that's the same thing Dylann Roof said. So, you know, these terrorists are cowards. You know, anybody that looks for anybody that ambushes people like that, you know, just a coward, man. So that's all. That's what, you know, and again, always being keeping your head on the swivel, battlefield awareness. And so, you know, we don't, of course, don't want to blame the victim, but everybody out here do not mean you goodwill. You know what I'm saying? So, and I heard he had like a mini sword or something. So, you know, are we able to protect ourselves? And we got to do a better job, though. You know, I don't know what the place was like, the community, or if it was a business district, or where this elderly man, you know, that was murdered by him. But apparently other people weren't, you know, able to react in. So, I mean, you just got to be prepared at all times. Those are my thoughts on it.
Yeah, exactly. Strategic Melody said, yes, he was hypnotized. Exactly. Just he wanted everyone to know, like the church shooting. And so very, very, very well. You know, and I'm going to say this. I'm going to really, really – I want to touch on this really quickly, and this is why I say, as always, we're never scared, always prepared. There are so many people that are affected by this overall agenda, and it's not a conspiracy theory; it's a conspiracy agenda. And I'm going to say one of the conspiracy agendas that, because it, in order to, and just shows how strong your free will is, and I agree with everything Scotty said. Shows how strong your free will is that you actually have to be bombarded and continuously attacked, because your overall resonating energy is so strong. It has to be suppressed, and it has to be under strict controls and held in strong bonds continuously, because it's able to break those bonds whenever not. But the bond that is the most effective one is by the bond of your choice. And so what they do is they realize that it's better to trick people and to deceive people into something, and then they will surrender their free will into it. And what I mean by that, and it's an effective program. Let me just say, you know, many of us were I was raised in the projects. I was raised what is considered poor, and I was raised in the projects, in the streets. And one of the things that I realized was that though the street brothers and sisters were right, they were going about their everyday lives the wrong way, and they were teaching us things that were wrong. Their spirit was right, but what we were learning was wrong. And what do I mean by that? Before you all say, hold on. This is what I mean by that. We were teaching each other that it's okay to prove ourselves as being hard to a physical fight to the death among ourselves. Instead of, and then who was that benefiting? That was benefiting the overall subjugation and enslavement propaganda and conspiracy and objective of the system. And by doing that, we were willing to show our, within the streets, to show our manhood, and or to show how hard we were and how nobody steps on us, that we would fight our own brother, sister, mother, father, and our own kind. But when it came to the system, we bowed down to it. And that was the wrong. We were so hard in the streets, but we were so weak against the oppression. And that was the continuous bombardment that was being propagandized. That was the continued assault that we were under, and we didn't really see it as that because we actually gave energy to it because we wanted to prove that we was hard. We wanted to prove that we was down. We wanted to prove that we wasn't no punk. We wanted to prove that we was gangster, straight out of wherever you called your hood. And what it did, it gave a very obedient soldier while it killed the warrior. Because a warrior, a soldier could never do what a warrior thinks, because a warrior is strategizing the maintaining of the sovereignty and self-determination of those that he loves or she loves. And you should be loving ourselves first before we can even love anyone else. So that was also the propaganda, and that was also what was pushed. And that, and by that being pushed that way, we didn't realize that we were walking to the moon but was getting nowhere. We've done march to Jupiter and back, and we've gotten nowhere. It was all on a treadmill.
No, Dave.
A deception. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
This person I was trying to engage on the power propaganda, he put out the question. I ain't asked the question. The question was asked, does gangsta rap influence violence in the community? Something like to that effect. And he said, I don't want to hear no theories or nothing like that. Post your links to your studies. So they've been studying this for like 50 years or more, man. Well, probably, you know, again, they always been studying the effects of things on the masses of the people. And so I posted all these studies, man, scientific, medical, psychological studies. I posted about four of them, and he still rejected the information. And I said, the reason you rejecting this information is because that type of music resonates with you. You on that low frequency. Mm. And so, again, going back to the question that was asked about what I thought about that guy, who that terrorist who stabbed that elderly man up there in New York, see, that frequency, he was susceptible to that frequency that's coming out of that administration and those surrounding him and the media and social media. And so, I mean, again, we everybody is not susceptible to the same frequency. So I can hear gangsta rap, but it's not going to make me want to do anything. But in my younger days, now this was before gangsta rap, when I was gang banging, and it was actually, you know, older people that was corrupting us and teaching us these bad things and had us fighting to the death like you were talking about. But then, you know, then came gangsta rap. And so just think, it would have been even more widespread, you know, if we had gangsta rap back in the 70s. But we see, you know, that's what people listen to in these areas. And they everybody in those areas, again, I'm not saying that if you listen to gangsta rap, it's going to have the same influence on you. But it's going to have that desire outcome when, you know, people on that frequency get, you know, hear this programming. And then it's coming from the mainstream sources. So, you know, I mean, what's wrong with that picture? That's like corporate America, McDonald's, all of their advertising on these gangster rap stations. That they promoting that type of stuff because it's resonating, you know, with the it's bringing about the desired outcome, which is self-destruction, man, of certain people.
Exactly, Scott. Man, Scott, it's so true. And I would say this way for that one brother that posted that. Prove that gangster rap has an adverse effect on the community. One, we realize by you asking that question, that's not an answer that we need to give you because you have already surrendered. You're already sold out. You've compromised your morality for someone else's agenda. But for those that are sincere in the matter, I would say this. If you can lie to your mother, your father, your friend, your whomever you want to, you can lie to the government, you can lie to the great creator if you want to, but you can't lie to yourself. Let me ask you, how many of you have ever heard a song on the radio that you actually did not like But after hearing it in heavy rotation, you start to like it. You start to love it. You start to repeat it. You start to think it. It becomes who you are. So I ask you, have you been so blind that you now are that gangster rap? All you have to do is hear the first. You can hear the frequency of the tone and know that it is a melancholy and a disastrous, destructive tone. And then when the first spirit is released out of it, that's because you no longer can discern adverse spirits. So it's not for us to ask that question. The question is for you, when are you going to stop being a good soldier?
Dave, on the spiritual tip, man, I absolutely believe you can transmit spiritual energy through electronic means. Now, I can tell you some experiences. Y'all think I was crazy or I'm over here smoking crack or something. But I'm going to keep that to myself, but just know what I say is true, that you can transmit spiritual energy via electronic means.
I know every person that's here, every warrior that's here, understands that what you just said is so true.
And so,
because
I mean,
we've experienced and we repelled it.
The last thing I'll say on that, though, now I would have had more patience if I was talking to a 20-year-old or, you know, 25-year-old. You know, your brain ain't fully developed, they say, until you're 26.
No.
So I understand. I've been patient with that. Oh, they just don't get it because they don't get it yet. You know, but this person in their 40s, they were in their 40s.
Come on, Scotty.
And I'm like, okay.
That's a 40-year-old question. That's a 40-year-old question for that. Someone that wants to validate their own decisions of self-mutilation of the people and not only that, of themselves, too. Because they have a ways and means. Your life provides for their means of life, so they care not really about you. So, yeah, exactly, Scotty. That is so true. We got another caller that's in queue. Let's get to this caller really quickly. Welcome, caller, area code 719. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, what's up, Dave? Scotty, this is Ramon, 719.
Ramon, what's going on, brother?
Oh, man, just listening to the show. I was wanting to just add to kind of what Scotty was just talking about, this research on the effect of music, if it's in the sound like the guy, if he took a study, it must have been very exclusive to his group or somebody, you know, just that crowd and audience, like Scotty said, because I would say if you're going to do a test like that and trying to get real accurate answers, you would have to go to the very people who lived in the lifestyle of that. That type of lifestyle, they can give you a better understanding of what it meant for them to. I can tell you personally, when I got into hustling, no, it wasn't rap. But I'll tell you this: I consider myself a late bloomer in a lot of ways. I didn't start smoking marijuana myself until I was 22 years old. But I'll be honest: the influence came not only from a peer that was in, you know, we were doing music at this time, so we were hanging out in the studio a lot. Not only did it come from that guy who was a rapper, I mean, a guy who listened to a lot of, you know, street music. I mean, but, hey, at that time, a lot of people don't think about it. In the 1990s, the word to weed got changed to chronic because everybody took it as a trend. There's so many people today that smoke weed didn't start smoking until the chronic came out. So to me, that's proof in itself right there. Music can influence a lot of things. Matter of fact, music influenced these fools that's out here doing some of this crazy mess.
Yep.
That ain't got nothing to do with gangster rap. You know what I'm saying? Gangster country music, maybe we should start saying that.
Right, because it's exactly as Scotty said the point that you're making is that it's the frequencies. And I'm going to just add this. You know, Scotty had talked about, you know, a young mind isn't developed into 25. This is why, and I want you all to think about it, this is why they want you to take your children when they're too young and put them in schools so that they can get a head start start on developing cultures of destruction before you can bring in the cultures of eternity to them. This is why they have all of that bubbling energy harnessed in a chair, and where they have to sit down and obey. The schools are the first gateway to the prison of the mind. And this is so powerful because they get them at a very young, impressionable age. Because if you're able to acquire them then, the likelihood of you holding on to them or having a stronghold on them is greater than if you would wait until they become developed of themselves. They develop their talents, and they become using those talents and ability for their sovereign and self-determining direction. It's very hard to get a warrior to obey. It's very easy to get a soldier to follow orders.
Hey, Dave, on the gangsta rap thing, though, we didn't have gangsta rap in the 70s, but we had gangsta movies. Let me say that again. Yep. We didn't have gangsta rap back then in the 70s, but we had gangster movies, and Hollywood has always glorified the gangster life. In fact, a lot of hip-hop, so-called hip-hop artists, or rap, we'll just call them rap artists, that do gangster rap, who do they admire? Al Capone, Scarface. Why do you think Scarface was so big, you know, in that community or whatnot? So gangsterism has been promoted by the mainstream for a very, very long time, and it has influenced people.
But Scotty,
sure has. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Hey, Scotty, would you agree? I mean, myself, we were having this conversation, you and I and Brother Kwabena Rasuli, the first time I met him on your station, about the effects of, you know, the influence and the drive-by. A lot of people have not done history on the drive-by with gangs. Drive-by came from the movies. A lot of the gang members that's old enough to talk about it will tell you that themselves. I mean, rap ain't nothing but mute cinema on wax. That's really all it is.
Yeah, it definitely has. It's because that was the preferred method of hypnotized schooling of people, and this is why we have to protect our inner sanctuaries of what we think. Because what we think is really where the energy of our spirit begins to form. That's so, so important. Man, you know what, Ramon, well said, man, brother. Thanks. And just as always, on point and looking forward to seeing you, brother. Much love, much respect. All right, so, you know, it's powerful, powerful show. And this is piercing into the future. We didn't even get into the show, and that's quite all right, because we always pierce into the future here at Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network and all of the callers. And I definitely implore, if you would like to get in on a conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Now, we talk about a lot of the things that we have to protect ourselves from. And I think one of the greatest things and the greatest form of a good defense is a better offense. And it's very difficult to rock the boat when you're busy rowing it. It's very difficult to rock the boat when you're busy rowing it. And I think that we really have to get back to working in redeveloping, in taking back the institutions of schooling and promoting the institutions of self-education. Your overall powers and your talents and abilities supersede the overall lives of the institutions of schooling, where you just regurgitate someone else's agenda. But with your overall abilities and talent, when you harness those, you are flowering the prosperity that you're going to be passing down for generations that you have yet not named. And that's so, so important. And I think it's very important if we move in a direction where we're starting to sustain ourselves and to sustain our talents, our abilities, then we start to have different artists such as Ra's Son. Then we start to have different conversations and we have different councils where we sit down with the overall season knowledge and integrity of Brother Davis and Brother Bragg. This, then we have the overall foresight and the energy to overcome adversity as Scotty had to do. Then we have the overall abilities and we start to take all of those abilities and talent and we pluck from all of those trees and we consume those fruits. And what do? They provide nourishment to our overall tree of life. Because that's who the tree of life is. It's you. It always has been, and it always will be. You're that springing forth of eternity. And that has to be nurtured. It has to be developed. It has to be fed. It has to be cherished, and it has to be protected. And it has to, all those things can be done by measures of love, by you first loving yourself. Outwardly, inwardly, and projectively. We should be projecting love instead of mad dogging, mean mugging, and sending energies of threatening fear and of destructive power, which is so popular. And what it is done, it's poisoned our future. By it being able to paralyze our present. I think it's more important that we become what the great creator intended us to be, those that create abundantly. So listen, get ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. When we come back, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit **. We'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. We'll be right. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks. Scotty may be doing something, so we're going to miss that commercial break. So when Scotty comes back, oh, there we go. All right, so we'll be right back, everyone. Get ready for a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 6. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and just hit **, and we will see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. We're continuing today's show, A Peek into the Future, and we took a little look into the past and where we saw where there were so many things that we, so many obstacles that were put in front of us to where we actually allowed the obstacles to become a maze that set our direction, and we were going around and going into dead end after dead end after dead end, when in actuality, when we, what we needed to do was not try to navigate the overall maze of life. We needed to rise above that maze of life and fly past that maze of life. And that way we won't be caught in the overall traps of poverty, of violence, of destructive nature, and to pass that as a legacy. Because I always say that the process of learning is never complete until you give away what it is that you have learned. And there was so much that was given to us that people had learned, and it was of a very a destructive maze that we all kept going into, a dead end after dead end after dead end and after dead end. The key is now we need to either go above it or go under it, or be able to continue to walk through the walls that have been put before us as obstacles, so that there will be no dead end. It's a continuance of our great energy. And that's a glimpse of our past. Now it's time for us to energize the future. And we got a caller in queue. I want to go to it. I don't want to keep the caller waiting. Let's go to area code 206. I know who it is, but I want to make sure, just in case. Welcome, caller out of 206 up in the north, great northwest. I think it's my man Hassan. Hassan, is that you?
206, man. You know that's me, man. Let's go there, man.
Hey, fam, how you doing, brother? Good to hear from you always. What is it that what great energy are you going to that what great energy are we going to be fortunate to have in our midst from you?
Man, I'm sitting back listening, and I was like, man, I'm driving on the freeway. I said, I don't want to call in, man. I was just kind of listening to everybody, but
man,
started thinking,
man,
I was like,
sure.
Yeah,
you feeling it? You better listen to that energy, man. There's something that you may seed with somebody that may be just what they need. So you don't ever question yourself, brother.
Right. I just wasn't sure how I want to articulate what I was going to say, but
just be you.
Right. Yeah. So you, I mean,
without cursing.
As an artist, because you know I'm a rap artist myself, man.
Yeah.
And I'm just listening, you know, to everybody, you know, talk about the frequencies and, you know, this, that, and the other. And you know, I just, it made me start thinking how, you know, music is art. You know, it's an art form. You know, everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, art itself can influence you, you know, whether you're looking at a picture, a movie, or, you know, let's just take a picture, right? You know, it can influence you depending on the picture. I mean, you know, I got pictures, you know, and paintings and stuff in my house that make me feel a certain way and stuff like that. But it just had me thinking, they were saying how, you know, people get, you know, influenced and brainwashed and stuff like that, which is true. But if you, you know, I was going to say that art doesn't, life doesn't imitate art. Art imitates life. So
right.
You
right.
Your life,
say that again. Say that again, because that is so, so true. And just really listen to what Hassan, say that again for me one more time, Hassan.
Right. Life doesn't imitate art. Art imitates life. So you change your life, you're going to change your art, whether you're an artist or a person that's enjoying the art. So, you know, I just wanted that term right there was weighing heavy on me as I'm listening, you know, to everybody talking, and I'm just like, you know, I just wanted to make sure that, you know, I put that out there, just, you know, and over the waves, man, just to resonate with somebody. You know, somebody might take it one way, somebody might take it another way. I just felt like that was something that I needed to say, and that people needed to keep in mind, because, you know, they say that, you know, everybody, that because it's looked at like everyone gets influenced by the music. The music is influenced by everyone. So, like I said, you change your life, you change your art. You know, like, I don't necessarily, even in my own music, you know, it's not necessarily the same as it used to be. And also, what I listen to isn't the same as what I would listen to. You know, I mean, I still listen to, you know, old stuff. I check out the new stuff, but, you know, it doesn't resonate with me. You know, like, the frequencies ain't there and stuff like that.
Me neither.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, let me ask the caller a question.
But you still, you don't forget who you are and where you come from. So you
right,
know, you still,
right. Yeah. True.
I have a question okay. for the caller. Again, Clear the Airways Project, Brother Kwabena Rasuli. Look him up. They got a page on Facebook. But what you're saying is true, because that person that I had that conversation with or was trying to have a conversation with said, well, people been committing acts of violence and murder before all of this stuff came along. Yeah, that's true. But that's not what we're talking about. And it's not, you know, not on the same scale as what we see it now, as what we see now. But like what you said, those movies, those gangster movies were based on real gangsters. Okay,
yes, exactly.
So those people had a certain lifestyle, but then Hollywood picked it up, put it in a motion picture, and distributed it to millions of people who otherwise might not have been exposed to that lifestyle or that behavior. And so, again, it's not going to have the same effect on everybody, but some people is going to resonate, and then life is going to imitate art. So it's like a circle.
That's true. That there is like a flip side. I guess it's like two sides to a coin.
But my question is in the industry, we're talking about the people who determines what goes out over the FCC licensed airways. Why is it that only certain artists producing a certain type of music is always on that playlist when it's all this
always.
Great other music that's out there?
Because that's the agenda. Right. Right. Hold on, Roz, we're getting ready to come to you. You know what, and I want to just piggyback on what Hassan and Scotty was saying. You know, when that one dude said that people been killing each other for a while, see, that's someone trying to minimize and marginalize the overall death because they've decided to compromise their morality for someone else's agenda, and they want to get as many people to do that as well. No, you're not going to marginalize because you really have no effect because like Ramon was saying, you need to go to the people that have been directly adversely affected by it. We all have been directly affected by it, and we see it for what it truly is. If you haven't had someone close to you or you haven't engaged in that. And I've had it in so many ways where people have taken their last breath at my arm, in my arms, and I can never, ever escape that. So that individual marginalizes and rationalizes that because they want to make an excuse for their compromise of their morality. So save that, chump. You know really nothing about what you're talking about. And what Hassan was saying is so true because art's power is generated by the individual that accepts it as a possibility. Because it's not the art that's powerful, it's you that is powerful. You make the art live, and it's so, so true, man. Hold on, because I don't want to run out of time. Hold on, Hassan, you may want to jump in. Let's go to my man, Roz. I got him in before usually than he usually comes in. So let's go to Roz. Go ahead, brother.
Peace. What's good? Peace to you, Brother Scotty, Brother Jerry, Brother Hassan. Great show as always. I agree with what Brother Hassan was saying because as an MC and producer myself, I don't do it anymore, but I did for the vast majority of my life. My son now does so. And I came up in crack era Brooklyn. And one thing I could say is I remember when Tupac said in one of his songs, I was given this world, I didn't make it. And it's really true. You come into the world and what you see is what's influencing what you write. And especially in hip hop, because as far as when I was coming up, hip hop was about authenticity. So a lot of what you spoke about had to be as authentic as possible. And if it wasn't your story, it would be probably a story of someone close to you that you could validate and confirm. And what I find is really the artist expression comes from the culture because me coming up in an old school Trinidadian house, that culture when I was coming up didn't allow, you know, use of the N-word and disrespectful things and none of that kind of stuff. But me being influenced by American culture, I was drawn into that street life. And thank goodness I didn't get into like selling drugs, but I did a lot of other dumb, grimy stuff that I shouldn't have done that could have put me in a bad situation. But when I made music, I made my music basically to combat what I was seeing. And, you know, I had battle rhymes. I had, you know, all kinds of, you know, lyrics as far as that's concerned. But as far as overt anti-blackness, that was never my approach to my music. And it reminds me, I wrote an essay called The Culture of Insanity. And in there, I discuss exactly what Scotty talked about, Scarface. I would say Scarface and The Godfather are probably the two most influential films on black psyche as far as when I was coming up. If you listen to a lot of them, whether it was Big or Wu-Tang Clan, Tupac, a lot of our favorite artists, these were the people that they gravitated towards because the way the system ingrains us, it teaches us that those are the people that have real power are the criminals, because criminals run the system. And we just interpret it in a way in which we think we can get in as well and do the same thing, not realizing that we're black people in a system of white supremacy. So they're setting you up for the downfall from the very beginning, and a lot of our young people don't really understand that. So it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy where some of the artists are mirroring what they're seeing every day, and then they're putting out the music, and then other people who have never lived that life are gravitating towards what they hear because of the frequency. It sounds good. The phrase sounds catchy. The beat is hard, and he's flowing tight. That's the kind of simple stuff we're looking for. Rather than
and that's where the flip side of that coin comes in, where life does actually imitate art.
Exactly.
Art.
Yeah. It's like an evolving thing. And we have to really, really watch that. That's why I really laud Brother Rasuli, even Brother Scotty, for what he's doing with Clear the Air with us. It's brilliant, and it's what needs to be done. And to keep in reference to the brother who was murdered by this psychotic ex-military white guy, the story is he was in he had a hotel in Times Square, which is basically it used to be the drug and prostitution capital. I used to be in the studio upstairs from D&D, and that was literally...
Yeah, I remember, Raz, growing up in Jersey.
Yes, sir. It was literally the epicenter of, like, prostitution and drugs. And now it's clean. Exactly. They got all the black people out, so it's all for tourists and white folks down. But that's where he had a hotel. They said that he stalked another black man for three blocks. They caught him on the city cameras. So they literally took the footage from the cameras and said that he stalked another black male for at least three blocks. They said they used the term that he was spooked. And after he was spooked, he turned towards the elder black man, I don't know how old the other guy is, and followed him and then eventually killed him. So I'm thinking the first black male might have had more battlefield awareness, and he was like, you know what, this might not be a good move. Obviously, he might be peeping my game, so let me find somebody that's an easier mark. And the sad part is, he stabbed the guy from the back. So he stabbed him with the sword from the back and went through his chest. And then he fell to the floor, and they said you could hear the sword, like, ching, off the ground when he hit the floor. Then he pulled the sword out and then stabbed him again in the chest, and the brother bled out. And this is something Dr. Wilson said. This is something I said, even on the cow. White people know who to follow. They are predatory. According to the brother on the Code Breakers, I love what he said, they're apex predators. They know exactly who to pick and choose. And if
Wait a minute, Ross.
Same thing with Jeffrey Dahmer. He said the same thing. He knew exactly who he can find that was black, who he can basically fool into coming to his house, drug them up, and then kill them and cut their body parts up to eat them. So this is something that this is the way they function. And we just need to be aware and really take things seriously in regards to the stuff that we see in the news, because as much as we – because that could have been me.
Yeah, Ross, I'm sorry, man. I'm glad you filled me in on those details. So not only did this coward attack an elderly man, but he attacked him from the back. I didn't know that.
Exactly. Yes. He stabbed him from the back, and the sword came through his chest, and the brother fell to the floor, and they said you could hear the sword, like, hit the ground, and then he pulled the sword back out and then stabbed him a second time. And the brother ran, they said, about, I think, two or three blocks to the Midtown Precinct and collapse. So that's probably why he bled out, because when you get stabbed, you shouldn't be running. You should try and stay as still as possible. So I'm thinking him trying to escape, his heart rate probably elevated, and he bled out a lot faster than he would have. So
Definitely.
And that's their college. You know what? They're freaking college.
Because we're getting ready to get out of here. Real quick, Rod, man, we got to, as always, we got to carry this, and it's so many points. Let me say, as we all would agree, there are so many of us that are, and let me tell you, Right now, the system has designed us to be walking with our heads down. That is symbolic of surrenderance and obedience with our headphones and everything else in our phones and everything else. You may think that you're engaging in one spirit, but the intention and objective of it all is something else. We always have to be battlefield aware. We always have to be never scared, always prepared. And if something does happen, you always go out the way you came in. That's a fight for what you believe in. And I want to say, you know what? We got to get ready to get out of here. Ramon, we got 2 minutes. Go ahead. And then I got to just end out with one thing, and then we're going to come back. Hold on, Roz. Hold on, Hassan. Go ahead real quick, Ramon.
I just want to say say something to – I think that all them gentlemen are right on the money with that music stuff. And one thing I would encourage people that – since Scotty brought that up about that study – I think your best answer to some of that, if you just go back and look at the Straight Outta Compton movie and watch the interaction between Eazy-E and Jerry Heller's characters, I think a lot of what we just talked about has been answered right there, how influential for a middle-aged white guy to want to take on a bunch of, you know, culturally disconnected people that he has nothing in common with to say, y'all got something that's the next best thing. I think that kind of told us all what the power of music is.
Yeah, so true, so true. And man, listen, let me get – before we get out of here, I want to say this. And I want to say it to Hassan and to Roz, both MCs. They say that the MC – I want to say this is just for me. The world says that the MC is the master of the ceremony because that is the demonic ritual of debasement that the system has. But in actuality, in my opinion – the MC is the minister of concern because every MC that I ever seen that was worth anything of sustainable good and benevolence, they were concerned about what their people was going through. Two MCs of the real, Roz and Hassan. Much love, much respect to you all. Let's all be MCs in our own different ways, within our own capability. Let's all be the minister of concern. Much love, much respect. It's never goodbye, everyone. As always, we will see you. Oh, wait. Before we do, we got a little bit of time before. Let me let Hassan and Roz, we got 3 minutes, and I don't want to waste the minutes because this stuff is very, very important. Hassan, we're going to go to you first, then Roz, we're going to go to you. And then just for so the end, because we had to cut you off a little bit, we got like 4 minutes, so just a minute each. And then we have CC coming in and BIB after this and Brother X. So go ahead, Roz. I mean, go ahead, Hassan, and then Roz, real quick.
Nah, he can go ahead and close it out, because a minute ain't going to do it, because there's so many things that have been said.
B.I.B. been canceled for tonight.
Yeah, I do want to comment on one thing. It's this particular, you guys brought up a couple serial killers, and this isn't a racial serial killer, but I was locked up with the Green River Killer. I don't know if everybody knows who that is. But you know, I can't go into details, but there was a couple of things that was said, and it's like whoever that was that said something about Jeffrey Dahmer was correct, and just about those people in general, because they know, you know, who to follow and who to, you know, it doesn't work for everybody. Yeah.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
Yeah,
well,
it doesn't
said,
work for
well
everybody.
Said.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Roz, we got – go ahead, Brother Roz. I didn't mean to cut you off, but we were getting close, and I wanted
to – Hey, just to let you know, Dave, B.I.B. and the listeners know, B.I.B. was canceled tonight. CC and Robert on the plane from Vegas.
Okay, cool. So we got a little bit of time. All right, so I didn't have to. Okay, cool. Roz, go ahead, brother.
Yeah, I just wanted to say mind your mind.
A true
MC. I want to say just mind your mind, because the things that you take in is no different than the food you eat, and it has the same effect on your spirit, on your soul, on your essence, and on how you express yourself. Dr. Hawkins and I talked a while ago, and he was telling me that through his scientific study, he found that just the art of scratching on records actually dissipates negative energy in a physical space. And when I thought about him telling me that, because he's done all kinds of scientific tests to prove this, and what blew my mind is when I thought about early hip-hop, when it started in the parks at night, And they were able to keep the peace between gang members. It had a lot probably to do with those scratches and the quality of what was being said on stage. Doesn't mean that the situation was perfect. You had a lot of stuff that went down in these places too, but the vast majority of those functions tended to be peaceful. And I think that that is something we really need to think about, is what we partake of. It's no different than when you watch something that's really, really negative, then you can't unsee something once you see it. So you always have to filter before you partake. It's no different than watching what you put in your mouth that's on the plate. If somebody puts feces on the plate, you're going to filter it out. I'm not eating that. You know what I mean? And it's the same thing with the music you listen
right,
to.
Right.
Thank you, my brother.
What we consume has a direct effect on what we produce. So true. And what Rod was saying for strategic. Say that again with Dr. Hawkins, what he found about scratching. It was able because yeah. Say it again, Rod.
Yeah, he said that that actually scratching, when DJs scratch, that sound, when you pull in the record back and letting it run forward, it basically dissipates negative energy. No different than if you have a negative vibration in your house and you light sacred incense and that vibration in your house changes in an instant, scratching has the same thing. That sonic, that sound. Remember, they say it in the Bible, and I don't follow the Bible anymore, but they say the word was God. And God, the word was with God, and the word was God. And that is so essentially factual. When you say things, you create. When you speak into the universe, you are impregnating the universe with what you speak. When you used to hear Big, and Big would speak with such commanding force, and he kept talking about being ready to die. Then his second album, Life After Death, and he was just an incredible lyricist. But what was the content of what he was speaking?
Children,
when you listen to Tupac
blessing.
Talking about
have...
death following him everywhere he went and that he was going to die violently, and what happened? He impregnated the universe with that. And sadly, the universe responded and gave him what he was basically asking for. So it's something that we have to take these lessons, like Neely Fuller said, instead of beating your chest and talking about how wonderful our past is, let's focus on what we did wrong. So that way we can correct it, because these babies are coming up. And my son, he grew up watching us rhyme from like the age of like 3 months. And I used to have brothers in the house and we'd be freestyling 10, 15 of us. And he'd be right there, little thing, could barely walk. And he's sitting there nodding his head and whatnot. And then after a while, I had to actually take that energy out of the house because it was growing to the point where, you know, and some of the brothers that ran with me, they were, you know, still grimy. So I was like, no, I can't
have my son. Right. But he was impregnated. Right. He was impregnated by the MC, the master of, the minister of concern. And we always have to be careful of what we think, because what we think we end up saying. We have to be careful of what we say, because it leads us into what we will do. We have to be careful of what we will do, because that will become our habits. We have to be mindful of our habits, because our habits will become our eternity. Man.
And I just wanted to say, too, RAP was actually an acronym that stood for rhythm and poetry. And we don't see rhythm and poetry. We hear nonsense now. There's no rhythm because it's all electronic. And it's not really poetry. It's a bunch of dysfunctional, sadly, young people who don't even know how to put words together in a proper sentence to even hit you. And they don't even enunciate. So sometimes you can't even understand what some of these MCs are saying. So it's really something to think about. So rap was actually
conjuring a deadly, violent, destructive spirit.
Can I say one thing real quick?
Yeah. I didn't see who that was.
That was real quick.
Oh, yeah, yeah, go ahead.
I'm just tripping. My whole life, I've been around rap just kind of like influences like his son. Same story. It's like I've seen him from the jump. I never knew that that's what rap stood for. Never.
Yes, sir.
I can't believe that I just even admitted that.
No, but see, man, that's the important thing is that we all have individual talents, and if we're not getting seeded from the good fruit around us, because Hassan, there are things that you have given to everyone here, Jerry, Ross, everyone, we share. See, the thing about this world is that it tries to teach us to have ownership over different things instead of sharing the different things of what we learn. And this is why the process of our destruction continues to go, because we never complete the process of learning by giving away what it is that we learn.
I'm just wondering, them, is that common knowledge? Am I the only one that never knew that? I never knew that rap stood for rhythm and poetry.
But you always lived it. You lived it, though. That's more profound. That's much more profound. So, man, I just want to say thank you all for being a part of Tando Radio Show. Roz, Hassan, Ramon, Yvette. Whoa, we can't get out of here unless, before we end on this, we got Brother Braggs, if you would take us out as you give us great counsel for eternity. I'm going to leave it with you. You've been listening to Tando Radio Show. We're going to go out on, it's never goodbye, as always, we'll see you later. We're going to go out on Brother Braggs. Brother Braggs, take us out.
Yes, sir. Let me get to this gong, man. I got this big 30-pound puppy in my hand. Give me 1 second to get to this gong. Forgive me. I'm always
Rod, call me. Down.
I will. Great show, two fellas. Y'all killed it. No doubt. I was sitting back. I went to see the movie. I was going to come in, but your conversation was so good, I didn't want to interrupt. I went to see that movie. We'll talk about that sometime. It was a trip. That's one. Frequency. Elevate. Mind elevation. We are a family. And we are strong. Peace.
Much love. Much respect. Man, much love, much respect. Give me a call too, Brother Bragg. Much love, much respect, everyone. Like, as we said, it's never goodbye because we are eternal. That's why I say, I never say that word. It's always, we'll see you later. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon.